This is episode 1180. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to another episode in the series we're exploring this week, which is a pretty important series that just about everybody can relate to. And that is how to even keel your moods, how to balance your emotions so that you can cultivate the kind of mood you want to be in, rather than to feel your emotions pulled in all kinds of directions. And as a result, sinking into moods you would rather not experience. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a theme we explore in depth for a week. And as I mentioned, it's all about moods this week. In today's episode, you're going to discover a breathing technique you can do in your meditation today. And as you do this breathing technique, I want to share a little insight with you. When you are managing a bad mood, you feel stuck in a mood that you can't seem to shake. As in yesterday's episode, where you explored how to focus on the longer rhythms in your life rather than on the temporary moods that come and go. And to do that, you tap into your truth. So you consider what's really true about your mood. And in yesterday's episode, I shared with you how the parents of my son, who is in high school, getting ready to take SAT and ACT exams, the parents of some of his friends just weren't wanting to share tutors and other college prep resources. And there's kind of a competitive spirit going on. And I was really feeling my mood sink. But when I thought about this, I thought about how, well, what's the truth here? The truth is that regardless of whether people help me find great resources or share their resources with me, I need to find my son a tutor, or he could even study more on his own. There's a way for him to achieve his goal. And so when I thought about that, I thought that even if they shared their resources with me, well, I could have just called up the tutors they recommended and realized, oh, you know, I don't think this is a really good match for my son's personality, so I'm going to search elsewhere. But because there hasn't been a lot of sharing going on and people are kind of hoarding the resources they come across for college entrance exams, I have to use my own resources and my own energy to find a tutor for my son. But really, should that change my mood? Because it really isn't about me or my truth. My truth stays the same whether I receive support from friends or not. The truth remains the same. So why should my mood suffer? And when I realized this, it helped me to come out of this mood I was experiencing where I was feeling kind of resentful towards them, like, wow, I can't believe, you know, you would do this. This is my son, you know. He's friends with your son. They've known each other, you know, half their lives. And instead of feeling like that, I just thought, I just need to find my own tutor. That's all there is to it. And so that's what I'm doing now. I haven't found one, but I'm continuing to look. And so when you do one more thing that I'm encouraging you to do as I share the breathing technique with you, you will notice that not only do you shift out of a bad mood by noticing what's true, what's the longer rhythm in your life, but when you layer on your heart energy in this process of shifting your mood, you begin to completely cultivate any mood you want to. So let me tell you how this works. So as you consider what it is that's the truth of any situation, any challenge you're experiencing, maybe something upsetting that has happened to you or is happening to you now, and you think about the truth, the longer rhythm in your life, if in that process you layer on your heart, love, and gratitude, and these beautiful emotions, and draw them out in this process, you will notice your mood shift instantly, as I mentioned. So in my example, when I realized, okay, I just need to find my own tutor, I actually sat down and started to meditate. And as I did so, I thought about my emotions and what I was really doing here in this whole process. I was helping my son as he's in high school. He'll be graduating soon. He's going to be starting his own life. He'll have so many opportunities and experiences. And I started to remember how my mom helped me stay in college because I wasn't really excited about college once I got there. And I started to remember all the things she did to encourage me and help me apply to college, and ultimately how much I ended up loving the college I went to. And so this made me feel these emotions of love and gratitude. It became a whole different experience for me. This whole college prep process was taken to an entirely different level. The level that honored what it was all about, not a temporary mood. I could have carried this resentment and this down mood with me throughout the entire college process and beyond, thinking, yeah, and those people never even helped us. But by doing this process that I'm sharing with you today, I now don't even think about those people or the tutors. I just think about what an amazing gift it is to have a son to help prepare for college. And so you can do this too as you sit down to meditate. And as you do so, here's a breathing technique to support you along the way. Your breath is a powerful way to help you manage your state. So as you inhale and exhale through your nose, on the inhale, think about an emotion associated with the longer rhythm of your life, the truth, and the emotion you're cultivating this week. So you're going to have challenges and stress triggers and people who upset you and all these different dramas, these moods. But what are you really trying to achieve? What's the truth? And then start to go into your emotions behind this truth. What you're doing this for, what it's all about. And each time you inhale, think of an emotion you want to associate with your truth. So that is your breathing technique, pretty powerful one for your meditation today. Now, if you'd like to be guided in a meditation, a half-hour meditation, where you can break off at the 15-minute point and receive access to over 1,000 guided meditations for 2 weeks, absolutely free, you can gain access to a meditation membership site. And this is actually an app now. The app is still in test mode, but you can be added and try it out. And this is at my website at sipandom.com. It's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, Sip and Om. And there, as I mentioned, you can try this out for 2 weeks free. You also get a weekly guide and a weekly journal to help you along your journey. As always, you are so